Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an exclusive interview with Rick Green, Vice President and Chief Information Officer of CHC Helicopter Corporation. Rick is the top-ranking international IT business authority and senior executive. Hey, Rick, you bring a lifetime of proven international leadership through your sustained history of many successes. Considering your heavy schedule, we thank you for doing this interview with us.
Thank you, Stephen. It's my pleasure.
Rick, you have roles outside of CHC. Can you describe your contributions as a CGA and others where you wish to share your insights?
Stephen, in addition to my current workload on a day-to-day basis, I participate in a lot of seminars and other professional development, sitting on various committees and forums to impart my knowledge, my career knowledge that I've developed over a number of years, and all the interesting things that I've done. I've had several articles written about myself in CGA Magazine, both at a local and national level here in Canada, and also recently received the CIO 2007 award from Canadian Business Magazine. I also participate in the CIO Leadership Network, and in the next month or two, they will also be publishing a podcast, which I partaked in recently here in Vancouver, Canada.
Rick, you continually provide strategic business results, enhancing the value of your organization, helping CHC operate aircraft in more than 20 countries worldwide. Can you describe your role in more detail and profile your current specific roles in your own personal vision, mission, and so forth?
Stephen, it's a pretty broad mandate that I have on a day-to-day and go-forward basis. We are a global organization, as you indicated, in many countries around the world. We're the largest commercial helicopter operator. And in my role, I'm responsible for all the systems and solutions on a global basis. What I'd like to do on a day-to-day basis is partner with the business to identify opportunities, overcome some of the challenges that they have out there, align the technology and other knowledge that I have with business strategy, and enable the business to achieve its goals while at the same time maximizing the return on investment for technology. I like to create a lot of discussion among my group and certainly within the organization on a global basis, try to open up the lines of communication so that we are all aligning on a day-to-day and go-forward basis.
Our audience, I should say, consists of varying levels of both IT and business professionals and those in management. What five key lessons can you provide taken from your global management experience?
I like to think about some key areas that I have provided over the years and do on a day-to-day basis. I think one area is communications, constantly up and down the organization and outside the organization. Because not only important that you communicate internally, but it's also important that you communicate externally with all the other parts of the world that you interact with. I like to constantly monitor business change. When you're in a global business, things are constantly shifting around you, and you have to be flexible enough in order to accommodate all that change that constantly happens in a global environment. Internally, I like to reflect a lot on my organizational structure, the people, and the reporting mechanisms that I have into play. It's so important these days that you have a good group of people that can work on a global basis. And I think the other area that I like to work a lot on in terms of key lessons is external parties, consultants, and the deliverables that they bring to the organization. As you can appreciate, as a global organization, you can't have all the expertise internally. Many times you have to go to the external world, but you have to develop a lot of good partnerships that allow you to deliver on behalf of the business.
How do you align IT with business performance and strategy?
Well, I think, Stephen, the first thing I do is try to understand the business, its needs, and obtain buy-in before you even start talking technology to the business environment. If you can understand what the business is trying to accomplish, its goals, its strategy, its direction, then you can work the technology piece to fit that. And a lot of times, what I do is I demonstrate by delivering. I earn the respect of the business. I work in the business environment. I hear them out as to what they have a need for and a requirement. And then I work with the people in the background to deliver for them. And over the years, I think I've earned a lot of respect for taking that approach with the business environment.
What were the major issues you addressed upon entering your role?
About 4 years ago, I entered this role, and I took more of a business perspective. And I looked at, we had many pieces of IT all across the global organization, all operating independently. And so one of my initial challenges was to consolidate all these independent pieces, all the people that were in those pieces, and develop mechanisms for communicating properly between the IT part of the organization and the business part of the organization. I standardized on a lot of global processes and policy, and I took a global perspective. In other words, everything I do now and everything that my people do, they think about the impact on the global business environment.
What are your biggest challenges and their solutions, and how does this relate to business?
I think some of the biggest challenges are certainly communication. When you're working in a global organization on a 24/7 basis, many different time zones and cultures, communications is very important. Change, when you're going to do something, you've got to consider what the impact of that is on the global organization, especially the cultures and the people that are out there, because we all look at things differently. So it's reaching a consensus. And I think then the other key thing is a challenge is making sure executive involvement. You've got to make sure that they're on the same page as you and you are on the same page as they are to make sure that what their business challenges are, they're getting delivery for them from a technology perspective.
You have this amazing background and considerable history of, as I mentioned, successes earlier, and you're a highly respected international leader. From all of your travels and so forth, and all the things that you've done in your various roles that you've undertaken, can you share some stories from your work? Perhaps something unusual or surprising or unexpected or amazing?
Stephen, I've been with this company now 22 years, and it's been a roller coaster ride ever since I joined the company when it was very small. But a lot of things have happened over the years. I guess one thing was when we decided to list on the New York Stock Exchange. And that was an important event in the history of CHC Helicopter Corporation. And I had the pleasure of being on the stock exchange floor the day that it happened. It was very interesting. We parked one of our helicopters just outside the stock exchange that day. We had breakfast with the exchange directors. And I was there when the bell was rang and CHC was introduced to the stock exchange. That was certainly an interesting event. I think being involved in SOX, Sarbanes-Oxley, bringing the CHC organization in line from an IT perspective on that initiative. I know when we originally started that, we had 1,000 gaps that we're trying to mitigate and fix within the CHC organization to become compliant from particularly an IT perspective. And that was certainly a challenge, and we were compliant in April 2007, so I'm glad to have been part of that. And then I think another little interesting side note, one was, in all my travels that I've done, I remember one night getting on a plane at 11:30 in the night, and it was a bad snowstorm outside. Anyway, the plane got to the runway, went to take off, and had to abort the takeoff. Plane tried to turn around, got stuck in a snowbank. And 7 hours later, I finally got off that plane, and I still hadn't left the runway bound for London. So that was kind of an interesting ordeal for myself. But there's been lots of things. I mean, I've watched this company grow, for example, from $10 million worth of revenue to $1.2 billion, where it is today. From 10 helicopters to 250 aircraft, where it is today. All of these things, I think, have been an interesting journey in my career.
Well, that's sort of an amazing background in terms of all the experiences you have and have had in it throughout your lifetime. So thank you for sharing those.
You're welcome, Steve.
In your view, what are the most serious roadblocks for business and what are their solutions?
I think a couple of things, I guess. One is clearly articulating and communicating strategy and direction to all relevant organizational parts while change is constantly ongoing around you. When you're in a global environment, it's always a challenge to manage all of the pieces. As I say, they're always operating 24/7. And trying to set a strategy and direction and make sure all those pieces are aligning over time certainly does create a challenge from the business perspective. And then the ability to manage the future. You sit down and you develop plans and budgets and forecasts and organizational structures. But when you're an organization that's constantly acquiring new businesses, taking different directions, trying to meet its customer needs, vendors, suppliers, regulatory, all of that is a big challenge. And trying to keep your hands around it and try to make sure you steer it properly does on a day-to-day basis create certain pressures and other constraints that you've got to work with.
It's a remarkable time, and as you've indicated, there's change and so forth to manage. So what do you see are the top technology issues presently facing businesses, and how do you propose they can be solved or resolved?
One of the things that I always look forward at is how can we have seamless integration between the internal and external world in which I operate. For example, these days, everybody within their own internal worlds, they're developing a lot of electronic documentation. And in my world, in the aviation helicopter world, that documentation flows around all over the world. It'd be nice to be able to take that documentation and information, seamlessly integrate it from the external world to the internal world, move it through all the systems and processes without people having to break it down and do something with it all the time. In other words, manual intervention. I see that as certainly a challenge that we all face in this big world that we're operating in on a global basis. It's getting better. I think we're all recognizing that the technology and the tool set that's available is now allowing us to start to make this seamless. But it takes a big effort in an organization to see that through and make sure that it happens and everybody trusts and relies on it. So seeing that seamless integration between customers, vendors, suppliers, regulatory, and technology is certainly a challenge. And then the other one I think about in my business is how do you move data through the organization from start to finish and right out to the customer environment. For example, our aircraft generate hours, and hours are our billing method. Well, those hours also feed back into our pilot systems, feed into our technical record systems, feed into our invoicing systems. So how do you move the data off the aircraft back into computer systems on the ground, back out to the customers, the regulatory, and all the other authorities? That's an interesting challenge as well. Again, technology is there today. It may not be 100%, but it's moving in the right direction. I see that as an interesting challenge to improve the way we deliver our business so we can get more effective, efficient decision-making and service delivery to everybody in the organization on a whole.
Again, because of this remarkable background, you're sort of the ideal person to kind of look into the crystal ball and look into the future. Can you provide your predictions of what you see as the future IT and business trends and their implications and opportunities?
Well, I think more and more I'm seeing people in the business world taking on what I call the technology part. And while before we had IT departments and, they served a certain focus and function. But I think in terms of my type of business environment, more and more you're going to see that shifting out into the business environment, especially as the younger people are coming into the workforce. They're going to play a big part because they're going to be technological savvy. And they can take over more of the stuff that technically or functionally are done by IT departments today. So I think there's a shift coming in the future. Which means that the business environment have the IT role and responsibility. There'll still be a function for IT. There's still a technical part to it. But I think the business part of it will shift, and the IT part of it will shift from a business perspective back into the business organization.
I see. So you're really saying that, or what I'm hearing is kind of more this continued integration on the IT side and not being so technical in essence, and really this whole idea of business sort of spreading everywhere.
Yeah, and I think the people are going to be becoming much more technical themselves, especially as the new workforce comes into play, the younger generation, right? They have a lot of knowledge about technology, and they're going to bring a lot of good things to the organization generally as we move forward in the future.
So that's speaking about Gen Y, Generation Y, or the millennials. This is the group born post-1980 and who are literally born with the technology, and I guess you see them as being so technically savvy that that's kind of changed the culture of organization as well.
Yes, it certainly has. There's no doubt about it. I can see it every day now as these new people come into the organization. They want to do more. They're capable of doing more. So we've got to take down the barriers and allow them to do it. You certainly got to put controls and processes and guidance to them and mentoring, but they're going to be quite capable of doing a lot that IT people do today. A lot of business people are going to be able to do a lot of those things. I think IT people in general will get back more into automation, processes, controls. That type of environment is where IT people can add a lot of advantage going forward in the future.
You know, last year you won the top award for the country as really the top IT executive, again, because of just the remarkable contributions you've made to your company and ensuring its success. And that was, with Canadian Business Magazine. So as this leading senior executive who has this remarkable, long, established, successful career, what specific advice would you give to make managers more effective?
I think some of the things that I would suggest is build quality teams that have a thorough business knowledge and experience. Create a lot of flexibility in your organization such that it can move with the changes that happen in a global business. I think the big thing is remain open to different possibilities. There's all kinds of ways of solving problems out there today. And if you talk to different people, they all have a perspective on how to deal with things. So I think as a key leader, remain open to all those possibilities that they offer. Try to connect the threads, because sometimes there are threads through them. They may be a little invisible at first, but when you sit the people together and start working and talking with them, you start to realize that there are common threads in there. So it's important that you work closely and develop good teams and champions within those teams.
If I were early in my career, what one piece of advice would you give me?
Don't be afraid to take on all kinds of different challenges that the business world may want to offer. I mean, in my career, I've had about 10 different positions. I know I've worked with this company for 22 years, but I've had 10 different positions. And the reason those positions came along, Stephen, is because I'm always open to a new challenge. I'm not afraid of approaching something, and I thrive on it. I love to find something different and interesting that I can become involved in and add to the knowledge base that I've gained over time. A lot of people in the business world today try to be very focused in a particular area, and that's good. But at the same time, you also, in that area, you have an opportunity to cross the fence or go across boundaries and involve yourself in other things that sometimes you may not feel are relevant for you, but indirectly they are very relevant for you in the long-term career development and advancement that you may go through.
Again, you've had this amazing background in history, and for an East Coast boy, what does your family think?
They think it's great. I'm always getting emails and phone calls from either family or friends and acquaintances, and they say, good on you. Great that you've taken on these challenges of your career and you've made something of it all. and continue to feel the same way each day that you come to work, you know.
What are your top recommended resources and why would you suggest them?
Top recommended resources, I think areas around processes and process analysis, understanding how things fit together in an organization. I think that's certainly an important area. I think information and data, or intelligence about the business environment, I think is very critical. So the expertise that an individual can find in that particular area, I think, would be great in terms of career advancement in the future for an individual. I think those are the two top areas, processes, and I'll call it business intelligence or business knowledge, are the two that I can think. And then the other one is technology, just making sure you stay abreast of all the current and future technologies that are coming to the marketplace. Because you never know when a technology is going to add a lot of advantage to your business environment. So those are probably the three areas that I would mention.
Now, Rick, we're coming to the end of our interview here today, so I usually end with sort of disability of the interviewee now making comments on any topic of your choice or of your choosing, or maybe putting it another way, if you were to ask questions in an interview, what would those questions be and what would be the answers?
I think one area that I would certainly ask is people's perspective on the global environment. More and more, the world is opening up, and people are going to have to work on a global environment. From my perspective, the world is one place. Adopting and working globally will drive business success. And I see it in my environment. You know, a lot of people want to work in the organization that I'm in because they see the future to be global, and they see in order to achieve and obtain a lot of success, you have to be able to work in that global environment. So a lot of people are looking for global positions, and I encourage people to look for them because the knowledge, the experience, the travel and the positive skill set it gives to an individual is enormous, and the value then you can give back to a business organization is huge. So I think the global world perspective is one area that I'd certainly focus on.
In terms of CHC Helicopter, do you have any aspirations of where you want to take that company in the next 2 to 3 years or 5 years?
Yes, Stephen, you know, I, in terms of my role and the current position I have as CIO here at CHC Helicopter Corporation, I'd like to get to a position where the organization is connected across the globe seamlessly, so that no matter what part of the world our people are communicating back and forth with, whether it be somebody from Norway talking to someone in Thailand, talking to someone in Ecuador, or any other part of the world, then they're all talking the same language, they're looking at the same screens, they're communicating at the same level, so that they can deliver the best quality business and service to all of our customers and our employees around the world. And that's one thing that I'd like to see happen as I move forward here over the next 5 years.
Well, Rick, it's really been an honor and a pleasure to have you with us here today, and we will continue to follow your significant historical contributions to the business and the IT industry and to CHC Helicopter. And we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with us.
It's always a pleasure to do these interviews and to present a perspective that hopefully others will gain some insight into and allow them to perform better in their careers and their business environments as they go forward on a day-to-day basis. Thank you very much.